Unit 11, Lesson 2, Vocabulary. A. What do you usually find on a box? Write the letters in the box's pillow. A. Front corn, cover. إعادة. Front cover. B. Title. C. Author. D. Back cover. E. Review. F. Illustration. G. Price. Meet the Space Gorillas. Codename Shadow. The most secret, sophisticated, and important group on Earth. Only they know that mankind is under attack by a hostile intelligence from outer space. A silent, invisible invasion by deadly aliens bent on conquest and extermination, and Shadow's mission is to seek and destroy the unhuman. UFO 3, Paths of Fear. The aliens are here, purpose to strike terror into the hearts of those who know their horrifying agenda for Earth. 7.50 US dollar, 9.99 Canadian dollar. Spaceship Earth, one enemy. Earth is at war with an unearthly enemy. UFO 3, Paths of Fear, by Deborah Rorabog. Based on national acclaimed TV series created by Jerry and Sylvia Anderson, we have two pictures for spaceship and satellite. Exercise B. Read the title and review. What type of story do you think it is? What do you think of the book? Choose an adjective from the book to describe it. Boring, scary, exciting, funny, interesting, sad, or silly. C. In pairs, name two books for each adjective. Why? Reading. A. How often do you need novels? Name some writers you like. B. Read the summary of the story of David Copperfield that was written by Charles Dickens, a famous English writer. David Copperfield. David Copperfield is the story of a boy whose father died 6 months before his birth. At first, David lived happily with his mother and his beloved housekeeper, Bigotti. Later, David's mother married Edward Murdstone, who was very cruel and used to beat David a lot. Once, while the stepfather was beating him, David bit his hand. After that, Murdstone sent David to Salem House Academy boarding school, where he hardly received any education. At the school, David became friends with Tommy Traddles and James Steerforth. Due to the cruelty of the Murdstones, David's mother and her newborn baby died. After the funeral, Murdstone decided to send David to London to work in his warehouse in London. David lived comfortably with Wilkins and Emma McWhirter. During his stay, David remembered that His mother had talked about an aunt who lived near Dover. One day, David decided to go to his aunt. So he walked from London to his aunt's cottage in Dover. After meeting David, Aunt Betsy adopted David and sent him to Dr. Strong's school, one of the best schools in Canterbury. There he received a good education and lived with Mr. Wickfield and his daughter Agnes. After finishing school, David left Canterbury for London and decided that he wanted to become a lawyer. He trained at Mr. Spenlow's office, where he met Spenlow's beautiful daughter, Dora. David married Dora, but few years later she died. Soon after, David met his school friends again. But after a series of events, his friend Steerforth drowned. Driven by sadness, David left to Switzerland, hoping to find comfort in the wide beauty of the Alps. While living there, Copperfield worked on his book and sent it to Traddles, who published it. 3 years later, David Copperfield decided to go back to England. He married Agnes and later became a successful novelist. See, underline the main ideas of the text. D. Put the following events in order. David's aunt adopted him and sent him to a good school in Canterbury. David's stepfather sent him to a boarding school. David wrote a book and his friend published it. David's mother got married to Edward Murdstone. David worked at lawyer's office in London and married Dora. David's friend died and he went to Switzerland. David's mother died and he was sent to work in London. David's first wife died. David became a famous novelist. David married Agnes. Exercise E. Match the ideas you underline to the events above. F. Summarize the text.